And welcome to our pre-show. And as I'm so tempted. I've got to get some news printed off here, but I'm so tempted to go to the Archie Bell and the Drells tighten up video because it's hysterical. It's four black guys, three dancing and background singing, and one cat is Archie, and then the whole backing group, they're all white dudes, you know, around 30, dressed in the whole fucking flower power thing. They're dressed in the Nehru jacket and the hair and the bell bottoms and the absolute snapshot of the cultural, subcultural divide between black and white, young hip black and young hip white in 1965. The fucking mohair suits and the burgeoning afro and those, you know, those tight, shiny pants and the Chico Jr. boots, okay, on the black side. And on the white side, the full flare airplane pants with the Nehru jackets in every kind of, I think there was like a, I can't even describe the color. It's like a sunset orange. And then the hair that was all Prince Valiant hair, you know. And also in their behavior on stage, the white guys were all just stiff, you know, with a pole shoved, and the black cats are just all doing every kind of ballet step. All right. So I wanted to show you that, but I got to get to the goddamn fucking news here, so quit messing with me, man. How'd you guys do? A good weekend? What'd you do? Anything interesting? This fucking hat, man. I got to look my best to feel my best. When I feel my best, I'm doing my best. Here's John Berman. CNN, I gotta, you know, no offense, CNN, but you gotta get Berman on the set with a smaller woman. You see, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. She's a nice lady, and he, either that or put her on the set with a bigger man. She, the big, giant lady, they've backed him up. So the problem is Berman is on the set with this large black lady. I forget her name. Just a large lady, but she's also black and he's white. So there's what's her name? She's large and getting bigger every day. I'm kidding. But anyway, and they've sat him next to her. Okay, he's already small. His head's smaller. The entire guy is smaller. Now they've even moved him back from the camera. So what you have is this large woman and this little tiny, thin, dorky looking guy. And she and the body language and the there's no chemistry between these two people. Zero chemistry. She looks like she's putting up with his just, and he looks like he's trying to, you know, impress her. I even promised them I'm going to bring her home. Well, why were you making fucking promises like that? They're talking to this poor young man whose whole fucking Malaysia Airlines thing is just a big total fucking clusterfuck, man. It's a clusterfuck, sir. It just seriously is. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? Who do you talk to? Where do you go? And who do you talk to?
Phil, are you going to print off the news, or are you going to sit there until 2 minutes before 9 o'clock and then go, oh, fuck, the news, oh, Jesus, and blame everyone here and blame every Christian soul?
Floyd Wisner, an aviation attorney, is on. He's with the Wisner Law Firm. It says right there, I am Floyd Wisner. And, Floyd, you sound like a man who knows what's going on. I do. Always come to Floyd Wisner. Don't go anywhere else. The Wisner Law Firm will take care of you. Well, I'm losing my hair from the use of a toothpaste. Can't help you. Look it, pal. I'm sorry, I should have said so. I'm only in the big dollar aviation cases. That's what I meant to say. I misled you. I'm sorry. Yeah, you said you'll take care of me. If you have a problem in the aviation world, but... I can't do shit with your bullshit chicken shit lawsuit about your fucking hair, okay? Let me come right out and sell you.
You can do it now. Come on and tighten up. I know you can do it. You've worked very hard on it. You're practicing every morning. I know just one more day. Just this is one more day. Get out of bed at 4:30. Quit eating all them Snickers. Staying up late at night. fucking around when you ought to be getting your sleep, because in the morning, you know, I'm going to get you out of bed. We're going to tighten up. That's right, tighten up.
I'm Floyd Wisner, aviation attorney. I've been flying to Kuala Lumpur, and I'm going to talk to some of these poor, poor bereaved people, and I'm going to capitalize on, this is good, this is a gold, what the fuck? Come on and tighten up. Yeah. This weekend I went out and hung at the beach. I did a bunch of reading. I'm trying to finish my general... This is my sexy life. I'm trying to finish my General Tecumseh Sherman memoirs. See, to me, that's living. I love it. You know, a lot of people go, God damn, man, get out and dance or some shit. I would. I think I'm going to be entering that phase of my life again pretty soon. I got turned off to going out dancing and shit and getting hammered in bars. Because I did a lot of that shit when I was married, and too much booze. Yeah, so anyway, I want to go, and I want to get fucked up on my own, okay? What is this, Alex? What are you saying to me, man? Downloads? A very, very slight increase. Well, we're going to have to get the word out. We had close to 50,000 downloads last week. So we're approaching, you know, I don't know, 200,000 downloads a month. We need to get it way the fuck up there. We need to get it up to, we need to get the weekly downloads up to around 75,000. So we're at close to 50. So, you know, we're making some progress, but... I just updated this to 2014.
Updated what?
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. Yeah, it was just somebody said something to us about it, so. What? I'm just doing a bunch of stuff here, y'all. Just don't worry about me, you know. All right? Don't look worry about me, man. All right? Yeah. There, man. Look at that. We got to kind of shift everything over a little bit more to the... this is a new camera. We've moved camera one away from this side shot we had, which was a fucking worthless shot, to something more usable, because we've moved camera three into position for this, which I know doesn't look sexy, but nonetheless, it's... You know, I know that people, you know, like to look at, I don't know. God damn it. See, so that's what we're doing today here on the Hill Fendry Show. It's a lot of fun if you like to do the things that we like to do. See? So there's that. Then, go back to this shit and get this goddamn stuff printed off. God damn it. So Miami's going to nix whatever this goddamn festival was that they've had, because it apparently ain't worth a pinch of shit. Some festival, the Ultra Fest, that's it. Some security guard got trampled. Well, there you go. So, that's all it takes, man. Unless they could get some, you know, like, what's the point? I guess they're not making enough money with it either. That's always going to be a big thing. There's no fucking point to doing that shit if these motherfuckers can't. Keep their shit tight, you know. They can't keep their game tight. There's no fucking way that any of that bullshit is worth it, so they won't do it. Apple versus Samsung, the sequel.
I love this. We belong together. I would sing this to Frank, but I'd be thinking of... Oh, I'm sorry. I belched.
Yes, well, that's certainly understandable, Margaret.
Well, you're saying that as if you're really secretly...
Okay, this woman was just playing with her tits. So that's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Get him
back. I got it. Girl, shake that body. Get him back. Take that body.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Get him.
Whoa. What do we have here? Whoa. People want to know how we could be that weird. How many hoes want a clean Max beard?
My beard.
I kill flows, think I need that tear on a tattoo. Uh-huh. My beard sucks, she a vacuum. Fuck her in the ass every time I'm in a bad mood. Uh-huh. Ain't got a choice, no, she do it cause she have to. I hit it raw while I'm listening to Papoose. No respect cause you wear a V-neck. Got me stressed, pressure that could even make Key sweat. I wish Narnia was on a GPS. I wish Rihanna was DTF. I got rich with these rap songs. Bought a drug problem, out of cash gone. Album filled with all sad songs. But this the one that I can laugh on. Uh-huh.
Get him back, 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 back. Get him. Girl, shake that body.
Mac, do you really have a drug problem?
Get him back, 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 back. Get him. Girl, shake that body.
Woo!
Shake that body, them ass and toddies. I want to see them cankles in my hotel lobby.
Mac Miller,
that's why you so damn snobby.
I forget the name of this, but,
back of my head, I bought you dinner, now it's time.
Are you doing okay, Mac? Or do you have a drug problem? Is your money running out? Are you fucking up? Are you fucking up? Is that, are you fucking up? Are you fucking up?
Little mama got salty at me, she started talking tough, so I caught the wolf gang up. They start to bark it up, pop the 100.
This sounds like that Cat Earl sweatshirt.
Started barking up, see my nigga Mac.
It is, ain't it?
And then we jet the fat burger, ordered some big.
It is, isn't it? I think it is.
She wanted my fave, but I'm a bitch ass nigga, so I said,
get him, Mac. Oh, Tyler, Mac, the creator.
Mac, 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 get him. Girl, shake that body. Get him, Mac.
So this young man, Mac Miller, who I really liked a lot when I first heard his rhymes. Now I believe he, and I'm taking him at face value, he's a fucking drug addict. He's a fucking scumbag.
I'm at IHOP to eat with Tyler. Drink cocoa to double team Mariah. But please, don't tell Nick. We were all watching a movie at the Motel 6. Like, ha 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 ha. I hope Kendrick fucked Gaga. If Madonna on the Kabbalah, then me and Snoop could chill and be Rastas. I don't need Prada to show you I'm rich. Pulling out the llama like, show me your tits. Keep crying because I still ain't over my bitch. Oh, well. It'll be okay.
Back in my day, the rock stars had the good taste to be filthy rich and fuck hoes in private jets and not sing or talk about it. And that gave the impression to all of the little white boys that were their fans that they were just like them, that they were just regular guys just like them and hung out with them. Now that black people, black artists sing about all the money they have, the little white guys all think that black guys are all about bling and shit and being gangsters and shit and are way inferior to the marvelous white rock stars that they used to admire. Guys like Led Zeppelin, who they feel were just like them, would sit down and have a beer with them, even though Led Zeppelin was doing all of the same shit, but not talking about it. So, I have to say, I would still be more comfortable with Led Zeppelin because I would be assured of the fact that them being white would mean that they would understand my white ass.
Got so much. Many times I've left.
Something. Y'all better recognize something right now, man, because I ain't fucking around here. Some behind the scenes, okay? It's time for some behind the scenes. Wait a minute. Number one, we love Nikki. She is our sister, and she's a great, great talent. And I told her that on the phone yesterday. And I said to her yesterday that you have to understand, Nikki, and this is a hard one for me to actually say on the feed, but this show is such a one-man act. It really is a one-man act because it's like a stand-up slash one-man show, only it's every day and it's for 2 hours or, you know, 90 minutes. And there's no one that would say to somebody that does a show like that on a stage, gee, why don't you get a sidekick to come in every now and again and talk to you? No, it's a one-man show. It's a one-man show. And I said to her that it isn't you. It's the way the show is. And people, I remember when George Carlin, I was on the phone with George Carlin in my car, and I was talking to George Carlin, who's, you know, we don't even have to, you know, qualify who George Carlin is. And he had said to me something along the lines of, you know, coming on the show and doing some character voices with me. And I had to find a way to avoid talking about that, because whether that would have been a great idea or not, it wasn't anything that I could do, because I knew the show doesn't sustain that. It's just not a show about improvising with others, unless we turned it into that and it became something that I would sort of rehearse and create, you know, an ensemble thing. So I said, it isn't you, Nikki. It's the way the show is constructed, and I brought up the example of Mr. Carlin and others. You know, he's not the only one, and I hope that because it was the absolute truth. If you're watching, Nikki, I wasn't lying to you. I know you know that I wasn't. It was the absolute truth, and that's kind of how that game is played. You know, in my world. Let me see this. That's number one. Number two, understand, please, folks, I want you guys to know, my backstage pass people, that this show that we do now is available for download, free download, for 5 days, and then it goes behind the paywall. However, that could change at the drop of a fucking hat if we don't see the downloads at a level that we want to see them at. If we don't see the downloads at a level that's going to be, you know, represent the potential of making money commercially, you know, we're making money with our subscriptions, and we have to balance that. We have to balance out, you know, serving our customers and our subscribers, and balance that with the potential of doing business in the commercial world. And if the commercial world, if one or the other is better than the other, and we're not seeing, you know, and really, if, I should say, if this one is creating money and we haven't yet created any revenue with the other, then we're not fucking interested in the other. I've done my battles with the commercial world. I have done my battles with the world of spots and air, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And this download thing is the same goddamn thing. I'm not going to get into that game, you know, if it isn't going to be something that represents money. You know, I'm not going to fucking do it. We're not going to give shit away. And I've been fighting that fight, and, you know, and with copyright infringement and everything else, and we continue to do that. And, you know, we just had to fucking send another letter to this motherfucker that I've been dealing with for, you know, 5 fucking years. You know, this guy is, he's not stupid. He's just, he thinks it's cute, and he doesn't understand that sooner or later, whether or not I drop a fucking hammer on him, the whole fucking thing just begins to get smaller and smaller and smaller for these individuals. And I'm not going to get into it, but I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, if we see a flattening or noticeable decline in the number of downloads of this show, then we'll pull this motherfucker. Or if I see any money, if I see the money start to decline, I should say, on the website, then we'll pull this motherfucker fast off of the, you know, download platform. If the money stays good, then we, you know, then we stay the course. Last week we had a very, very slight increase, and I We'll keep an eye on that.
Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board.
All right. I don't know what I wanted to do. The fuck is this?
Yoo-hoo!
Flight so swift.
Rain so swift. You ain't very swift.
Feelings froze.
He ain't swift. I ain't swift.
You ain't going nowhere.
Fucking offends, man.
Pick up your tent.
You ain't going nowhere.
A gun that shoots tailgates
substitutes.
Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, ride me high.
Tomorrow's the day.
We got about a minute to go here before we start this here radio show here for this here week. What the hell happened in Albuquerque? What the fuck is going on there? Shut up. Twenty-three fatal police shootings since 2010 in Albuquerque. What is that? Could be just the growing pangs. All right. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Testing, 1, 2. Hello, I'm Phil Hendry. And welcome to our live feed of the Phil Hendry Show here on TuneIn, on Listen Live, and wherever the fuck else this here show is. We're going to kick things off here with a discussion of, I don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea. I have no idea, and I don't have any interest in what it is we're going to do or how we're going to do it. I'm just going to do it, and we'll see how that works.